Bumet Instruction 6224.8 Bravo, Tuberculosis Control Program, Copyright Navy BMR.com. 1. Which instruction provides policy and guidance for controlling tuberculosis among Department of the Navy military personnel and Military Sealift Command civilian mariners? Bumet Instruction 6224.8 Bravo. 2. What is the form number of the initial tuberculosis exposure risk assessment? NAVMED 6224/7. 3. Which form is the interim tuberculosis exposure risk assessment? NAVMED 6224/8. 4. What is the form number of the monthly evaluation for patients receiving treatment for latent tuberculosis infection? NAVMED 6224/9. 5. Records created as a result of Bumet Instruction 6224.8 Bravo, regardless of media and format, shall be managed per which instruction? SECNAV Manual 5210.1. 6. What is the form number of the adult immunizations record? NAVMED 6230/4. 7. What is the form number of the child immunizations record? NAVMED 6230/5. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com. Bumet Instruction 6224.8 Bravo, Tuberculosis Control Program. Copyright NavyBMR.com. Enclosure 2. 1. Which complex bacteria causes TB? Mycobacterium tuberculosis. 2. What must all personnel be screened for during their operational suitability screening? LTBI. 3. Documented screening or testing for LTBI within what time frame of reporting aboard a commissioned vessel is acceptable? 6 months. 4. Which form should be used to screen all active duty and reserve personnel during the PHA to determine their TB exposure history and risk of acquiring TB? NAVMED 6224/8. 5. How often will SIVMARS be screened at a minimum? Annually. 6. TB screening must be performed on all personnel prior to or within how many months of arrival on a commissioned vessel? 6. 7. What is the approved tuberculin routine skin test? MANTU. 8. Within how many hours after PPD administration must the TST reaction be read? 48 to 72. 9. TST test results can be entered into AHLTA, MRRS, or which other authorized electronic medical information system? SAMS, SAMS. 10. What is the normal rate of newly identified LTBI converters to personnel tested per year in most Navy and Marine Corps settings based on historical TST results associated with routine, non-targeted screening? 1 to 2%. 11. A TST may be placed on the same day parenteral live attenuated virus vaccines are given, or at least how many weeks later? 4. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com. Bumet Instruction 6224.8 Bravo, Tuberculosis Control Program. Copyright NavyBMR.com. Enclosure 3. 1. All individuals with a TST in duration that is greater than or equal to how many millimeters must be evaluated to determine if their test is positive based on risk factors. 5. 2. An increase in reaction size of how many millimeters or more within a 3-year period is also considered a skin test conversion or positive test indicative of a recent infection with TB. 10. 3. How often must follow-ups be conducted for individuals receiving therapy for LTBI until treatment is completed? Monthly. 4. What is the recommended mechanism to assure LTBI treatment compliance whenever feasible? DOT. 5. Which form should be used to document patient education and counseling? SF-600. 6. Persons on treatment for LTBI often miss doses, the 9-month daily isoniazid regimen should not be restarted if at least how many doses of INH can be administered within a 12-month period? 270. 7. Which form must be used to document the need for continued LTBI treatment for all naval service beneficiaries who transfer from the treating healthcare facility or leave the military service before completing a course of treatment for LTBI? NAVMED 6224/9. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com. BUMED Instruction 6224.8 Bravo, Tuberculosis Control Program. Copyright NavyBMR.com. Enclosure 4. 1. What is the minimum particulate respirator size that medical department personnel must wear when working in rooms or spaces containing a person with known or suspected active TB? N95. 2. Which reference contains the guidance that should be employed when conducting TB contact investigations with suspected transmission within aircraft cabins? WHO/HTM/TB/2008.399. 3. Within what time frame must a medical event report be submitted for all new cases of active TB or suspected new cases of active TB by the ship or station? 24 hours. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.